At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And Sochal, for our listeners out there, know that there haven't been any new episodes for several weeks now, and we've been just banking episodes, and banking means like saving them for the kind of new season, which is going to start in September. That's when people tend to get back on the internet. You know, August is people are on vacation. People are spending a little bit more time outside. And so YouTube views and things like that are very low in August. And so, you know, for those listeners, they can, you know, with regularity, we will be putting up episodes from now on. And we're kind of rebrand our podcast here. And what are we thinking as far as like a rebrand goes?
I don't know, Jack. You jump into this one because
I was thinking like your memology idea just getting into like social media and things that are like more related to like digital natives and also like social commentary. Because we've done some episodes where we talked about politics, our political views. And we're both Americans, so we're talking about obviously the
political climate.
Political climate, or I was going to say dumpster fire, but it's
yes, that's true. That is true.
we both share very similar, political views, and
I agree.
I think we're obviously. We have a lot of empathy and feel deeply for people who are disenfranchised or people who are on the margins of society. I think, we believe a government is the job of a government is to help those people and to help everybody, you know, make our lives better, not disappear and not be involved at all. And so it's all just a dog eat dog world out there where we're all fighting over a piece of meat, you know. I think that's just not a good way to organize a society. I'll get back to our rebrand. So we're thinking doing more episodes talking about like social issues. And we're still a language podcast. But we're trying to provide more like kind of what we would call CBT, maybe content-based learning, different subjects where we, you know, different topics that we can just discuss. Or I forget the acronym for it, but there's instead of making it just specifically language-based where we just talk about grammar or vocabulary – we just have a discussion and that the information and knowledge and vocabulary and grammar and stuff in that conversation is helpful for our students, but we're not, you know, explaining everything, little thing to them specifically. That was kind of my idea. And because I think that's what we're most comfortable doing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think our forte really relies on content-based learning. And I think that most of our audience, you guys listening, are intermediate to advanced speakers. So a lot of what we can and have provided for you guys as far as, you know, the podcast goes is giving you guys new tools to advance your vocabulary, to sound more natural as English speakers, to communicate in a modern and contemporary way, to communicate with your peers, like just more advanced tools, because you guys are pretty advanced learners. And so you don't really need, you know, ABCs of English or very basic grammar things or very basic vocabulary builders. You guys rely more on learning through content, picking up vocabulary through content, picking up grammar through content. And of course, we will still have new episodes that we're thinking of introducing, like slang episodes.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
That directly address, you know, contemporary slang that's used in America to make you sound more natural. We'll probably still be doing vocabulary builders where we use more advanced vocabulary and things like that. But we're leaning heavily into our content-based learning, which I think you guys have appreciated a lot.
Yeah, I mean, those episodes seem to do the best when we're just having a conversation, you know, talking about something that's interesting to us and that kind of excites us. And if it's exciting for us, it's exciting for the listener. If we're just kind of forcing some kind of like grammar point where we talk about like the past perfect or something, those are tend to be kind of boring episodes, you know. And I think we're going to kind of move away from those types of episodes and just do more like, you know, like sometimes, you know, I think our best episodes are – because you seem to get into a lot of like predicaments, you know what I mean? Like you always have like a story, like you know, something happens to you and your dog, you know, or something like that, and it's you know what I mean? Like and how you react in that situation, and how Duende reacts in that situation and stuff. And I think those are like the most interesting things, you know. It's like we just like I took my dog for a walk, and you know. Then this happened, and then this happened, and you know, isn't it strange?
Attacked by this pit bull, and
yeah, exactly.
I think those are fun, and yeah. We get to talk about things like I like that. You know, we're both travelers, and we both have like a lot of experiences. So, like for example, like our talks about, you know, traveling to Japan or our experiences mm-hmm. in Korea or things like that. You know, I like those. I think we are character driven also to a certain point because, you know, we're both characters. We're both chatty Cathys. We both can talk about pretty much anything. I think right. That's why our chemistry on the pod works so well.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
We have a lot of opinions about everything.
You know, just yes, like... a lot of opinions, yeah. A lot of takes, So I think that, yeah, I'm interested, to go in this direction and flip the rebrand, and we hope you guys enjoy it. If you have any ideas or anything that you guys would like to see us do for the rebrand, please let us know at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment down below, and you can listen to us on any platform that you usually listen to your podcasts on. We appreciate hearing from you guys, as always, and we appreciate you guys following us on our journey. We've been doing this pod for over 2 years now. I want to say we're going on 3 years.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, and quickly, I guess before I end this episode, Jack and I are thinking of doing it more of a seasons based timing in the podcast. So can you explain that a little, Jack? I think that would be good to get into.
A lot of podcasts do seasons. So we're thinking of doing like a kind of units. You know, like we'll do like a season. And then we'll start another season. We'll take a short break or a short respite, and then figure out like what we're going to talk about for the next, you know, season two, season three. So yeah, well, you can kind of they'll be kind of organized in seasons. It's not really a big difference than how we've been doing it before, but instead of just like, when is the next podcast coming out? And just kind of randomly, we're going to try to get some regularity to it and also make it seasonal. So there'll be a beginning and an ending to each season, and then we'll start a new season after that.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sounds really good. So again, let us know what you guys think, whether it be in a comment or an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on platforms, on all the different platforms you usually listen to your podcasts on, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.